主的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你带领我们一起来敬拜你。
You have led us to come here and gather and worship in your name.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
宇宙万物都是借着你的大能大力所创造的。
Through your great might and power, you have created the heavens and the earth.
虽然我们没有办法看到你。
Even though you are invisible to our eyes.
但是借着你所创造的万物，我们就知道你的存在。
But through the, all the creations, we know that you exist.
我们知道你是超乎万人之上。
We know that you are above all.
你的伟大超过我们所能够了解的。
Your awesomeness and your majesty is beyond our imagination.
我们在你面前的渺小也是超过我们所能够了解的。
In your presence, we are so small beyond our own understanding.
主啊，求你带领我们。
Lord, please guide us today.
让我们能够认识你。
So that we may come to know you more.
你是我们人类的本源。
You are the source of all life and humankind.
就有诸般的恩典。
You are the source of all blessings.
求主你祝福我每一个人。
May Lord please bless every one of us that's here tonight.
每一个人来到面前，享受你同在的平安与喜乐。
May everyone come here and enjoy your peace and joy that you have provided for us.
使我们认识你，我们每一天的生活能够过得更好。
So that through knowing you, every day of our lives will become brighter and better.
让我们你的名在我们生活中得到荣耀。
And that your name may be glorified in our lives.
愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
May all glory and praise be unto your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
今天晚上跟大家一起来从圣经学习又真又活的神。
Tonight we'd like to study from the Bible the true and living God.
这是圣经对我们所拜的这位神的一个很简单的描写。
This is a very simple introduction of what God is in the Bible.
我们先来看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书的第十章
Jeremiah chapter 10
耶利米书的第十章
Jeremiah chapter 10
第十节
verse 10
请
But the Lord is a true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At his wrath, the earth will tremble, and the nations will not be able to endure his indignation.
第十章的开始在描写世界上人拜的神可以分作两种。
And Jeremiah chapter 10 begins by describing the two types of gods we can worship in this world today.
一种是人造出来的神。
One is a god that is created by human hands.
这个叫做偶像。
This is called, idols.
另外一个是创造万物的真神。
And the other god is the true creator of the heavens and earth.
就是我们刚刚所读的第九节跟第十节。
And what we have read in verse 9 and 10.
那在第十节里面提到神他提到三点。
And verse 10 introduces three points about the true living God.
那我想晚上就用这个三点跟大家一起来学习。
And we would like to study about these three characteristics of God tonight.
那这里说神是真的。
Here it states that God is a true God.
接下去说神是活的。
It also says that God is a living God.
第三个说神是永远的王。
And that God is also the everlasting King.
神是真的。
God is truly the one true God.
为什么神是真的很难相信？
Why is it so difficult to believe that God is true?
第一个他看不见。
First, because he is invisible.
第二个拿不出来。
Secondly, we cannot show it to anyone.
所以很难相信。
And so it is difficult to convince someone that he exists.
但是也有人信神信得很虔诚。
Yet there are those who are very reverent and devoted in their whole lives to believe and worship God.
为什么看不见的神他能够信得很虔诚？
Why is it that they can worship with such faith and conviction for a God that is so invisible?
因为神虽然看不见，但是神有他的作为。
And though God is invisible, we can see His creation mighty works.
就是宇宙世界的存在。
And that is the presence and existence of this universe.
那接下去我们在第十章从十二节开始，在描写神创造这个宇宙 不但证明他的存在，而且让我们了解他是怎么样的一位神。
And from verse 12 forward, introduces to us not only did he create the heavens and earth, also tells us what kind of God he is.
所以如果我们要知道一个人是不是很伟大，那你做什么？看他做什么。
If we want to see if a person is very great, we look at his accomplishments to see if he is very great.
那神做什么？
And so let's look at what God has done in this world.
十二节。
In verse 12, He has made the earth by His power. He has established the world by His wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens at His discretion.
圣经里面说，在创世纪第一章第一节，起初神创造天地。
In the Bible, the very first verse of the Bible introduces God by saying, In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
世界上最畅销的一本书是圣经。
The best-selling book in the entire world is the Bible itself.
最多翻译版本一本书是圣经。
And the book that has been translated into the most languages in the world, it is also the Bible.
最多人读的一本书是圣经。
And a book that is read by the most people in the world is also the Bible.
影响世界又深又远的一本书是圣经。
And a book that has influenced the most humans in the history of man is also the Bible.
但这一本书的开始说，神创造天地。
And the book begins by saying, God created the heavens and the earth.
所以圣经是从神开始的。
So the Bible begins with God.
他创造天地。
He created the heavens and the earth.
那在神的创造天地里面，十二节在讲神的能力很大。
In verse 12, it describes his great power in order to create the heavens and the earth.
神所创造的大地，我们大到我们没有办法了解。
He has stretched out the heavens so great, so wide, that is beyond our understanding.
所以神有多伟大。
And so how awesome is our God?
伟大到我们没有办法了解。
So awesome that we are unable to comprehend it.
所以圣经说我们拜的神是无所不能的神。
So the Bible says the God we worship is an all-powerful God.
就是没有一件事情说做不来的。
There is nothing that he cannot do.
所以一切的存在都是他创造的。
And so everything that you see was created by his hands.
那既然他能够创造一切，所以对他来讲就没有一件事情是困难的。
And since he was able to create everything that we see, there is nothing that is too difficult or impossible for him to achieve.
所以我们所拜的神是一个有实力的神，非常有能力。
And so the God that we worship is all powerful. He can do anything that we desire.
圣经说他用他的权柄托住万有。
The Bible describes that through his power, he upholds all the heavenly bodies.
所以整个宇宙世界这样息息生命一直在连续，这个是神的命。权柄。
So the planets can move in their orbits, and the heavens can continue in their place. It is all upheld by the power of God.
第二个，
Secondly,
所以说他用智慧建立世界。
Says here he has established the world by his wisdom.
用聪明铺张穹苍。
He has stretched out the heavens at his discretion.
我们大家都了解，我们不懂的比我们懂得多。
We all are aware that we know less than we don't know.
所以一个人如果懂得这个事实，人会变成很谦卑。
If we are aware that we know very little compared to what we know, then we will become very humble.
因为我们懂得好像一滴水。
Because what we really know is like a drop of water.
其他我们都不懂。
Everything else is beyond us.
那神用这个宇宙创造这么多我们不懂的，这就是神的智慧。
And when God is able to create so many things in this universe that is beyond our comprehension, that is His greatness.
所以圣经又描写神是无所不知的神。
The Bible also says that God is an omniscient God.
他很有智慧。
He is very wise.
没有一件事情他不知道。
There is not one thing he does not know.
包括我们人的过去、现在、未来。
He knows our past, our present, and our future.
包括我们的心在想什么，包括我们的行为。
He knows our deeds. He knows what our heart is thinking.
神非常的有智慧。
God is filled with wisdom.
在他没有一件事情 他不知道怎么解决。
In him, there is nothing that he does not know the solution to.
每一个问题都有答案。
Every problem has a solution in him.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
那从十二节开始，十三节开始。
So in starting with verse 13.
他一发生，空中便有多水激动，就是下雨。
He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth.
所以万物才会开始滋长。
And that's how all the creation can grow and live.
那他是云雾从地极上腾。
He brings to the wind out of his treasuries.
所以这个宇宙才不会太热。
He makes lightning for the rain, so this creation will not be too hot.
因为水蒸发会吸收热量。
Because the vapors will moisten the planet Earth.
比方说我们看天气很热，如果下了一场大雨就凉下来了。
We know that when we have very hot climate, then the whole, when there's a rain, it will drench and moisturize everything.
所以这个云雾从地极上腾，这是神的作为。
And so when the vapors ascend to the, from the ends of the earth, it is a work of God.
他造电水雨而闪。
He makes lightning for the rain.
所以产生很多化学元素变成肥料。
And so he is able to make fertilizer and many food for the plants.
他从府处带出风来。
He brings the wind out of his treasuries.
带给我们新鲜的空气，带给我们清凉的感觉。
He gives us new refreshings and new breath of air.
所以十三节就是代表神对我们的爱。
And so verse 13 represents the love of our God.
所以在神的创造里面显明他的能力。他的智慧跟他的 慈爱。
So through his creation, we can see that God is very loving, he is all-powerful, and he is filled with wisdom.
所以诗篇里面对神有一个结论。
So Psalms has a conclusion regarding our God.
好，我们看第八章，诗篇第八章。
Let's turn to Psalms chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇第八章第一节。
Psalms 8, verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens.
说我的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
Says, O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
为什么神的名很美？
Why is the name of God so excellent?
因为神的杰作是人做不出来的。
Because his creation is beyond compare.
所以神的名超过世界上任何一个人的名。
So his name is above all names.
因为他太伟大了。
Because he is so great.
下面说，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
You have set your glory above the heavens.
所以我们看到天的伟大，就是神的荣耀。
When we see how great the heavens are, then that is the glory of God.
那神有多荣耀，讲不出来。
And how glorious is God? We cannot describe it.
因为神太伟大了。
Because God is so awesome.
到第四节。
Verse 4. What is man that you're mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?
所以下面一节就说人算什么？世人算什么
？Here it says that what is man that he should be mindful of us?
为什么这样讲
？Why does it say that?
圣经说我们是微尘。
The Bible describes all of us as just mere dust.
我们有没有看到我们当中有微尘
？Are you able to see the dust that is here?
没有。
It's hard to see.
为什么没有看到
？Why?
太小了。
Because we're too small.
所以神的创造太伟大，神太伟大，人好像微尘。
So when God is so great, humans by comparison are just like dust.
那么再看十九章，
诗
篇的十九章。
Psalm chapter 19.
第一节。
Verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork.
这里说。诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。我们抬头看天呢、这个就是在述说神的荣耀。
When we lift up our eyes and look to the heavens, all the heavens are declaring the glory of God.
所以圣经才说神的存在是明明可知的。
And so the Bible says the existence of God is clearly evident through His creation.
因为借着他的创造，让人没有办法说没有神。
And through His creation, no one can deny His existence.
那从第七节开始。
And verse 7 forwards, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
这个第七节开始就在讲神讲的话，就是神的律法。
Verse 7 starts to talk about the words of God or the law of God.
是全备的。
The law of God is perfect.
Perfect 是全备的，没有缺点的。
And there is no imperfections in His word or law.
世界上没有一个人能够发明一套来带领我们人生过生活比圣经更完美。
There is no philosophy in this world that can be invented by man that will be more perfect than the law and the word of God.
没有一个人想出来比圣经更美，能够引导我们的生活。
There is nothing more beautiful than God's word to lead the human life that has been invented by man.
所以神的伟大不只是创造。
And so God's majesty is not just in His awesome creation.
神的伟大在他讲的话。
God's greatness is also in the words that He has spoken.
没有缺点，
完成。There is no imperfection. His words are completely perfect.
那下面说能苏醒人的心。
Says that His word is able to convert the soul.
所以人读神的话之后，人会醒过来。
When a person studies the word of God, he is able to be awakened.
什么叫醒过来？
What does it mean, awakened?
就是以前人生的迷迷糊糊的。
In the past, we live in a life that is full of unclarity and confusion.
也不晓得人从哪里来。
We don't know where we come from.
也不晓得人往哪里去。
We don't know where we'll end up.
也不晓得人活着做什么。
We don't know the purpose of our lives.
就是一天过一天这样，也不晓得怎么一回事。
We pass one day after another without any type of objective.
那现在读神的话。
After we have read the word of God,
我们才知道人从哪里来。
Then we start to understand where humans come from.
我们知道人要往哪里去。
Then we understand where we will eventually end up.
我们最后就是要回到父那里去。
And the finality of our life is to go back to our Father in heaven.
父就是神。
And that Father is God Himself.
人生集中的追求就是要回到神那里去。
Our focus of this life is to focus on going back to our Father's side.
那我们就醒过来，那我活着要做什么？
And so we are awakened to know what is the purpose of our life.
就是要准备我自己将来能够回到神那里。
It is to prepare our lives so that we are ready to meet our Maker.
所以这样就是醒过来。
And this is to be awakened.
所以人生目标很清楚。
So our purpose in life is very clear.
那下面
Finally,
神的法度确定能使愚人有智慧。
The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart.
好，这个地方讲神的话能够让人有智慧。
The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. So the words of God can give us wisdom.
什么人最有智慧？
Who has the most wisdom in this world?
认识神的人最有智慧。
Those who are enlightened by the word of God.
所以圣经说，认识至圣者便是聪明。
The Bible says those who know God are those who are wise.
认识神是智慧的开始。
To understand the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
那怎么认识神？
So how can we come to know God?
从神讲的话我们认识神。
Through the study of the words that He has spoken recorded in this Bible.
那神对每一件事情讲的都是真理。
Everything that God says is the truth.
钱财是什么？
What is riches?
生命是什么？
What is life?
人生是什么？
What is the purpose of life?
人的价值是什么？
What is the value of life?
神讲的就是最后的。
Everything that God says is accurate and correct.
就是真理。
And this is truth.
所以当我们有神的话在内心，
When we have the word of God implanted in our hearts,
我们看事情很清楚。
Everything we see can be discerned clearly.
就变成很有聪明，很智慧。
And we'll be filled with wisdom.
不会被迷惑。
We will not be deceived.
所以太可贵了。
And so it is so precious.
我们的神真的是宝贵。
Our God is so precious treasure to us.
好，那我们现在再来看，这一位神是真的。
Then let's study this. God is a true and living God.
他不会改变。
He will never change.
过去、现在、将来，永远一样。
Forever He'll be the same. Yesterday, today, tomorrow.
人会改变。
And though humans may change.
法律会改变。
Though laws may change.
文化会改变。
Though culture may change.
世界会改变。
And this world will continue to change.
一切都在改变。
Change. Everything is changing every day.
只有一个不会改变。
But there is only one constant.
神不会改变。
That is God is immovable.
所以他的价值是永远的。
And so His value is eternal.
会改变的，他的价值也是会改变。
Those things that change, their value will also change over time.
所以为什么人到最后会觉得虚空？
And why is it that man will feel empty at the end of life?
因为我们追求的东西到最后发现会改变。
Because the things that we pursue eventually will change.
没有办法永远持有它。
We can never hold on to everything forever.
那我们的努力，你抓不到它。
And we cannot hold on to our efforts or diligence.
所以人就觉得很虚空。
And so man becomes very, finds meaningless in this life.
但是有一个你抓住它，你就不会失去它。
But there's one thing that if you grasp hold of, you will never lose.
这个就是神。
And that is God himself.
所以圣经说神是人的财产。
And so Bible says that God is our inheritance.
那从神来讲，我们是他的财产。
And to God's perspective, we are his inheritance.
他很爱我们。
He loves us so much.
他想要拥有我们。
He would like us to be with him forever.
那从我们来讲，
And from our perspective,
人生最宝贵的财产就是神。
The most precious treasure of our lives is knowing and having God.
一旦抓住他，拥有他到死为止，那神永远是我们的。
If we grasp hold of God forever, we will have him throughout everlasting life.
所以有一头赞美诗啊，儿童赞美诗说，父母会离去。
And there is a children's hymn that goes like this, that Parents may leave us.
兄弟姐妹会离去。
And brothers and sisters may depart from us.
但是神不会离开我们。
But God will never forsake us.
所以神太可贵了。
So God is so precious.
我们一生没有认识神，这个是最大的损失。
It is a great tragedy if we are to lose the opportunity to really know God.
好，我们回来看耶利米书的第十章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
这里说耶和华是真神，是活神，他是活神。
Here it says that the true God is a living God.
那这个活神是什么意思？
What does it mean that God is living?
我们知道几年前在日本的 Kobe 有一个大地震，神户。
Several years ago there was a great earthquake in Kobe.
那大地震以后最好的生意是什么？
And after this earthquake, what was the most prosperous business?
修理偶像。
It is to repair idols.
因为日本很注重神社。
Because in Japan, they worship many idols.
那这个神社里面有很多的偶像。
And they worship many different types of idols in their temples.
那地震倒了，那偶像有的断头断脚，有的从腰部断掉。
And after the Kobe earthquake, many of the idols were fractured in their limbs or their heads.
所以就要修理，修理完再摆回去，他就再拜。
And so they require people to fix them, repair them, and so they people can worship them again.
所以这个不是活神。
And so these gods are not gods at all.
因为他经不起地震考验，怎么是活神？
They're not living because they cannot even endure an earthquake.
这里说活神就是他会跟人有一个互动。
A living God means that He will interact with us in our daily lives.
好像人跟人之间会互动。
Just as people will interact with each other.
那人看得见，所以互动比较简单。
And because we are able to see one another, it's easier to interact interpersonally.
但是神看不见，他也会跟人互动。
But when God is invisible, He is also someone we can interact with.
那怎么去体验到神？
So how can we experience or interact with this invisible God?
圣经给我们。一条路给我们一个指引。
The Bible gives us guidance regarding this.
你照圣经这样话来讲，就对人会有体验。
If you follow the Bible words, you will be able to experience God on your own.
好，我们看诗篇三十四篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 34.
诗篇的三十四篇。
Psalms 34.
从第八节到第十节。
From verse 8 to 10. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. Verse 10. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
这里说要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。
Here it says to taste and see that the Lord is good.
这个尝就是体验了。我们去体验看看，你就知道神是好的。
To taste means to experience God in our daily life, and we'll know that He is a good God.
就好像说，别人告诉我哪一家餐馆很好吃，那是他的经验。
And just as someone who may refer us and say that this restaurant is very tasty, that is his experience.
那我们自己去吃一下，你就知道，哎，真的是不错。
And if we go and taste it ourselves, then we'll also likewise feel that it's a very good restaurant.
那很多人告诉我们，哇，拜神很好。
Now, when many people tell us it is good to worship God,
这是体验，他的体验。
This is something that they have experienced on their own.
但是我们也可以去体验。
But we too can also experience it for ourselves.
那我们体验就知道神是存在的，而且神真的是好的。
When we taste Him, we'll know that God is good and that He actually exists.
所以我们来拜神，不像在学校里面学一门课啊，听一听，头脑里面多一点知识这样而已。
So we come to worship Him in this church is not to just listen to a lecture.
我们来教会拜神是在敬拜活的神。
When we come to worship, it is to worship a true and living God.
我们可以对他有体验。
We can actually experience Him in our daily lives.
那从第八节到第十节，再提到体验神有三个方法。
And verse 8 to 10, it says three ways that we can experience God.
第八节的第一个说要投靠他，便是有福。
It says that those who will trust in God will be blessed.
英文叫 trust， 那中文翻作投靠。你如果敢交托给神，你就会对神有体验。
Trust means to be able to entrust whatever matters you have into His hands.
我在夏威夷遇到一个老弟兄，现在大概90岁。
I met this old elderly brother of 90 years old in Hawaii.
他现在还会开车。
He is able to still drive right now.
他跟我见证说，他大概中风三次。
Testified to me that he has stroke three times.
每一次都很严重。
And every time he had a stroke, it was very severe.
他每一次中风的时候，他就向神祷告。
And every time he had a stroke, he prayed to God.
说神啊，我将我的命交在你的手中。
He prayed this way. He says, God, I entrust my life into your hands.
求你的名在我身上得到荣耀。
May your name be glorified in my body.
所以在他中风当中，他只交托给神，然后让神的名得到荣耀。
And so every time he has a stroke, he just entrusts his body to the Lord so that God's name can be glorified in him.
真的很奇妙，两三天他就出院，而且可以开车。
And very miraculously, each and every time of his stroke, he was able to recover in just 2-3 days, and he was able to drive again.
所以他在跟人见证神真的是好的，大家听了没话讲。
And so every time he's able to witness about how great and good our God is, no one can say anything otherwise.
什么中风两三次这么严重的，现在还是好好的，还可以开车，你怎么讲？
To be able to go through a stroke in such a severe way for 2-3 times and be able to survive and recover so quickly, it is nothing short of a miracle.
所以我们将我们交托给神，神就用他的能力恩典来带领我们。
When we entrust our troubles unto our Lord, He will use His grace and blessing to guide us and take care of us.
使我们来体验投靠他是好的。
So that we can taste and see that He is indeed a good God.
那也使神的名在我们的生活中得到荣耀。
And also that His name may be glorified in our lives.
那如果我们不去投靠神，
If we do not entrust our lives to Him,
我们要去靠谁？
And who can we entrust our troubles to?
人是不可靠的。
We know we cannot rely and trust on anyone.
第一个，人是有限的。
Because humans are limited.
第二个，人会改变。
Secondly, humans will change.
所以人是不可靠的。
And so humans are unreliable.
包括连我们自己也是不可靠的。
Even we ourselves are unreliable.
所以懂得靠神，就会有体验。
So if we know to trust on a reliable God, we will not be put to shame.
我们看耶利米书十七章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 17.
耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17.
第七节。
Verse 7. 请读。Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord.
第八节。
Verse 8, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit.
有一年我到 Zambia 去。
One year I was in Zambia.
从这个机场啊，坐计程车到首都。
Then I took the taxi from the airport to the citadel.
好多树都枯干了。
There were so many trees that have been dried up by the drought.
只有几棵大树，还有树叶还是绿的。
Only a few large trees survived with still green leaves.
就觉得很好奇，就看下面。
And then I was surprised, so then I looked downwards.
它的根是扎在水旁。
I saw that their roots was planted into the river.
所以它的叶子是青翠。
And so their leaves were still green.
如果一个人懂得靠神。
If a person knows to entrust themselves to God.
在他心里的最深处是跟神连在一起的。
In the depth of their heart, they are linked with God.
你知道我们现在人，你如果是个心把它挖深一点，看他心在靠什么。
And today, if we want to dig deeper into the heart of a man,
有的人心是靠钱。
We'll be able to see what they truly rely on. Some people rely on riches.
有的人心是靠自己的才能。
And some people rely on their capabilities.
每个人心的最深处在靠什么都不一样。
Everyone's deepest part of their soul, what they trust in is different.
那靠神的人，你把他挖到最深处，他的心跟神是连在一起的。
And for those who trust themselves in God, when you dig into their heart, you see that they have planted their roots in God.
那这样的人就好像一棵树非常有生命力。
And this type of person will be like a tree that's living and full of abundant life.
充满着平安，充满着喜乐，因为他没有害怕，我靠的是神啊。
Full of peace and joy without any fear, because he has no fear, because the one he entrusts him will be faithful.
那这种的平安这个是可以体验到的。
And this type of peace can truly be experienced.
所以要体验神，第一个要学习依靠神。
And so to experience God, the first thing we must do is to put and trust all matters to Him.
好，我们再回来看耶利米书第十章。
Let's turn back to Jeremiah chapter 10.
对不起，我们刚刚读的是诗篇啊。
Let's turn back to
诗篇三十四篇。
Psalms 34.
诗篇三十四篇。
Psalms 34.
第九节。
Verse 9.
三十四篇的第九节。
Psalm 34, verse 9.
请读。
O fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him.
这里说敬畏神。
Says fear the Lord.
一无所缺。
There is no want for those who fear him.
什么叫一无所缺？
What does it mean, no wants?
我们生活的神都为我们预备。
That means we will lack nothing this life. God will prepare all things that we need.
那这不是体验吗？
And is this not an experience?
那怎么体验呢？
Now, how can we experience God?
敬畏神。
By fearing the Lord.
所以神是活的。
And so God is living.
我们从心里真的尊敬他。
Through our sincere heart, we fear and revere God.
那神就看顾我们的生活。
And God will take care of every aspect of our lives.
一无所缺。
So we will be lacking in nothing.
所以在诗篇里面提到大卫曾经说
And so in Psalms, David once said,
他说我从年幼看到年老
From the time of my youth to the time of my old age,
他发现一件事实
He has seen one truth,
没有一个义人的后代是跟人要饭的
And there is not one righteous man's descendants who were lacking in anything or food.
什么叫做义人？
What does it mean, a righteous man?
义人就是行为完全的
Righteous man is someone who has a perfect conduct.
那怎么变成义人？
So how can we become a righteous man?
敬畏神就会变成义人。
If we fear God, we will become a righteous person.
神说不可以做的，我就不做。
What God says not to do, we do not do them.
神说要做的，我就去做。
And what God says to do, we will obey.
这个叫做敬畏神。
And this is called fearing God.
把神的话当作命令。
It is to treat all words of God as a commandment to our lives.
不是把神的话当作参考。
We do not treat God's words as only a point of reference.
把神的话当作命令，就是表示神很重要。
When we trust and obey God's words, then that means God is very important in our lives.
那神就会看我们很有分量。
And when we trust in Him and treat Him with importance, He will also treat us with importance.
然后他就会用他的恩典来充满我们的生活。
And then He will use His grace and blessings to fill our lives and to protect us.
所以敬畏神的一无所缺。
And so those who fear God will have no wants.
所以圣经说，你如果遵照我的话，我就要与你同在。主耶稣这样讲。
Bible says that if we follow His words, He will abide with us.
遵照神的话就是敬畏神。
And to follow His words is to obey His commands.
那神就与我们同在。
Then God will abide with us.
那神与我们同在，就常常会觉得内心很甜美。
And when God is abiding with us, we will always have the sweetness in our soul.
常常觉得很平安，很喜乐。
Filled with peace and joy all the time.
那神与我们同在，常常有神的感动。
When God is with us, we'll often be moved by the inspiration of God.
那祷告很容易发生功效。
And our prayers will be easily effective.
所以真的是一无所缺啊。
And we will lack nothing in our lives.
这是体验神第二个方法。
And this is the second way we can experience God.
第三个。
Third way,
诗篇34篇
in Psalms 34,
第十节
verse 10, the young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
这里说少壮的狮子忍饿缺食
The young lions lack and suffer hunger.
有时候我们在电视看那个动物奇观，哇，那个狮子老虎很猛，但是还是抓不到东西吃。
Sometimes we see that the lions on a television are so strong, but they are unable to capture their prey.
因为有的鹿很会跑，但是抓不到。
Because some of the deers, where their prey are so fast, they cannot even catch them.
但是寻求神的什么好处都不缺。
But here it says that those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing.
所以神是活的，怎么能够体验到神呢？
So if God is living, how can we experience Him?
要去寻求他。
We must seek after Him.
那什么叫做寻求神？
What does it mean to seek after God?
实在是很简单了。
It is very simple.
我们心里面那个钱把它拿掉，神把它放进来，这样就对了。
If we remove wealth from our heart and put God in the center of our heart, then we will experience Him.
现在的人差不多天天都在想钱。
Everyone now seems to be pursuing wealth in their daily lives.
所以这个钱财变成生活心理的一个焦点。
So wealth and riches become the focal point of our lives.
晚上就在计划，第二天就去努力追求。
At nighttime we're planning, scheming, and daytime we're pursuing after riches.
那什么叫寻求神？
And what does it mean to seek after God?
就把那个拿掉，把神放进来，这样就对了。
It is to remove that idol in our heart and to put God in its place.
天天就在想神。
And every day we focus our hearts on God.
那有时间就来亲近他。
And when we have time, we come to draw closer to God.
来追求他。
To pursue after God.
那如果这样，什么好处都不缺。
And then if we pursue after Him, we shall not lack any good thing.
世界上最丰富的是谁？
Who is the most richest and prosperous person in this world?
是神。
It is God.
一切都是他的。
Everything belongs to God.
那如果我们的父亲是这么丰富，
If our Father in heaven is so wealthy,
我们来亲近他怎么会缺乏什么呢？
If we take the time to draw closer to Him, then how can we lack anything?
所以如果一个人生活缺乏，
If a person has any lack in their daily lives,
有时候是常常因为我们像浪子离开了父亲。
Many times it's because we are like a prodigal son drawing further and further away from God.
有的人外在物质生活很丰富。
Some people may enjoy abundance and luxury in their daily lives.
里面很空虚。
But their hearts are filled with emptiness and vanity.
为什么没有神？
Because they don't have God anymore.
那当我们去追求神，
And when we pursue after God,
里面很丰富。
Then your heart will be filled to the brim.
那我们才会真的觉得活得很幸福。
Then you'll feel full meaning and abundance and joy in this life.
神是活的。
And so God is living.
怎么去体验他？
How can you experience Him?
投靠他。
Is to rely on Him,
敬畏他，
to fear Him,
寻求他，
to seek after Him.
那我们对神就有很多的体验。
And we shall experience many wonderful stories.
那第三点，神是王。
And thirdly, God is a king.
诗篇里面说，
Psalm says,
我们看诗篇113篇。
Psalms 113 states,
诗篇113篇。
Psalms 113.
第四节，第五节。
Verse 4 and 5, the Lord is high above all nations, His glory above the heavens. Verse 5, who is like the Lord our God who dwells on high?
这个地方说神超乎万民之上。
States that the Lord is high above all nations.
没有人比得上。
No one is higher than God.
那第五节。
Verse 5,
神坐在至高之处。
says our Lord God dwells on high.
也就是说再上去没有了。
That means that there's nothing higher than God.
所以神就是王。
And so God is a king.
那这是什么意思？
And what does that mean?
神掌管一切。
Now God controls and has sovereignty over everything.
我们所拜的神掌管掌握一切。
The God that we worship is the God that rules everything.
不但掌握整个人类的历史。
Not only does he control the human history,
神也掌握每一个人的生命。
God also controls our lives.
圣经说他预先定准我们的年限跟所住的疆界。
The Bible says he has determined the boundaries of our lives and the places we shall dwell.
他是王。
He is king.
我们看撒母耳记上第二章。
Look at 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上第二章。
1 Samuel chapter 2.
第六节
verse 6,
一直到第八节
to verse 8, the Lord kills and makes alive, he brings down to the grave and brings up. Verse 7, the Lord makes poor and makes rich, he brings low and lifts up. Verse 8, he raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap to set them among princesses and make them inherit the throne of glory.
这个地方说神使人活也使人死。
God kills and makes alive.
所以有一个王叫西西家，他要死了，一祷告，神说给你多活十五年，真的多活十五年。
There was a king in Old Testament called King Hezekiah. He was about to die, and he prayed to God for extra years. So God said to him, "I will give you 15 more years." And he indeed lived 15 more years.
我们在教会也有信徒向神祷告啊，病得快死，神。给他告诉他说你要多活十年真的多活十年
We also have believers in our church who have prayed to God at the point of their deathbed and asked God for more time God answered by saying you will have 10 more years indeed they lived another 10 years
下面神使人下阴间也使人往上升
He brings down to the grave and brings up
往上升就是天国
And to bring up means to raise them up to heaven above
所以我们将来要去哪里
And so where will we go one day?
谁在决定?
Who determines that?
是神在决定。
It is God who will judge.
不是我们能决定。
It is not our own personal determination.
他如果说你上去我们就上去。
If God determines we'll go up, we will go up.
他如果说你下去我们就下去。
If he determines that we go down, we will go down.
他有绝对的权柄决定我们的未来。
He has absolute sovereignty to determine where we will end up.
好那第七节。
And verse 7.
说他使人贫穷也使人富足。
The Lord makes poor, makes rich.
如果神让不要我们赚钱。
If God does not want us to make any money,
你拼透了头也赚不到钱。
Then no matter how hard we labor, we will lose everything we earn.
如果神要我们赚钱。
And if God wants us to make money,
你就是在家里不要出去机会一直来。
And even if you're sitting at home, opportunities will come knocking at your door.
这是在神的掌管之中。
Because all these things are in the control of his hands.
所以他使人贫穷也使人富足。
And so the Lord makes poor and makes rich.
下面说神使人卑微也使人高贵。
Here it says he brings low and lifts up.
所以一个人会做国王呢，神给他做的。
So who can be king? It is God who authorizes that person to become king.
尼布甲尼撒王想错了。
And when King Nebuchadnezzar, the Old Testament, had a wrong thought in his mind.
他看到巴比伦建设这么强。
As a king of Babylon, he thought he was so great.
他说这不是凭着我的大能大力建设的吗？
He gave the credit to himself and says, it is not my hands that have made Babylon so great.
这个尼布甲尼撒王目中无人。
In his mind, there was no one else but himself.
他也目中无神。
And he did not even consider God in his thoughts.
神说,
And so God said to him,
你的王位离开你。
Today your throne has been removed from you.
他就出去外面跟野兽住在一起。
And he was compelled to be cast out of his kingdom to live like a wild animal in the grass.
经过七年。
And only after 7 years,
他抬头望天,
when he lifted up his eyes to heaven,
他觉悟一件事实,
he realized a truth.
至高者在国中掌权,
that it is the king of heavens that determines who rules on this earth.
要将王位给谁就给谁,
and whoever he gives this throne, he will give it to whom he wishes.
他了解这个事实,
and he realized this truth.
神就带他回来当王,
and that's when God was able to bring him back. To restore his kingship.
这一次他就很谦卑了。
And this time he was humble and meek.
这是神给他的。
Because he recognized that his throne was given by God.
所以我们所拜的神。
And so the God that we worship.
掌握人的生死祸福。
He controls the, whether or not we will be poor or rich.
这一位神就是我们现在所拜的。
And whether we live or die, and this is the God that we worship.
那有的人还没有拜神以前，一直去算命。
Some people, before they believe in God, will often consult with fortune tellers.
那信耶稣以后都不要算命。
But after they believe in Jesus Christ, they no longer need the fortune tellers.
因为这一位神就是我的，变成我的父亲呢。
Because this God that we worship is now our Father.
他又有能力，又有智慧，又爱我。
He has power, he has wisdom, and he loves me.
那怎么有可能命不好的？
And so how can we not live a good life.
所以不需要算命。
So we don't need a fortune teller.
敬畏神的家庭。
Those who fear him or God-fearing family.
都是幸福圆满的。
Are those who are prosperous and blessed.
所以诸位欢迎你继续来查考。
And so we welcome all of you to continue to study the Bible with us.
来敬拜这位又真又活的神。
To worship this true and living God.
人生将有极大的改变。
And your life will have amazing change.
我们唱诗。
We sing him.
328.
328.
那我们要来敬拜这个神啊，通过祷告来体验他。
To worship this God, we will use prayer to experience God.
祷告就是用我们的心灵啊来。跟神接触。
And prayer is to use our heart and soul to communicate with God.
那要怎么做呢？
How can we do this?
我们祷告第一句话念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
We pray, the first thing that we say is in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
耶稣这个名就是神的名。
The name of Lord Jesus is the name of God himself.
大有权柄。
It is full of power.
所以我们祷告奉主耶稣的名，天上的神就要垂听。
And sovereignty. So when we use the name of Lord Jesus to pray, the heavenly God will hear our prayer.
然后我们重复念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Then we continue by repeating Hallelujah to praise our Lord.
从心里向他感谢赞美。
And to thank him from the bottom of our hearts.
那这样就可以体验到神。
And then with this simple prayer, you shall experience him.
那神是一个灵，所以我们祷告要专心。
And because God is spirit, so we must concentrate when we pray.
因此我们祷告的时候眼睛合起来。
And therefore we close our eyes to focus.
那神很伟大，所以我们祷告的时候就跪下来，代表我们对他的尊敬。
And God is so majestic that we kneel in front of his sovereignty.
那我们跟神中间这个障碍要把它拿掉。
To show our respect for him. At the same time, we also need to remove any barriers or doubts from within our hearts.
是我们每一句话祷告都可以达到神面前。
So that every word that we have reaches into his ear.
那这个障碍是什么？
And what is this barrier between us and God?
就是我们的罪。
It is our sins.
所以我们祷告的时候要谦卑，求神赦免我们的罪。
And so when we pray, we must first ask God to forgive our sins.
审查自己，再回来归向神。
We examine our hearts, and then we turn back to God.
那这样我们就会对神有很多体验。
And then we shall easily experience God again.
所以诸位朋友，欢迎你一起来体验神。
And so friends, we welcome you to experience God tonight with us through prayer.
重新跟我们在天上的父来建立关系。
To reestablish a relationship with the Heavenly Father.
那如果你要求圣灵接受按手求恩典的请都到前面来祷告。
Everyone is welcome to come forward to pray, to experience God, to receive the Holy Spirit, to receive healing and blessings and laying of hands.
我们现在一起来祷告。
And let's all kneel down and pray together now.